Support for Small Wonders on Siouxland Public Media comes from the Daniels Osborne Law Firm in the Ho-Chunk Center in downtown Sioux City, serving needs of clients in real estate transactions, business formation and guidance, and personal estate planning. More information is available on Facebook or at danielsosborne.com.
Just another cross-cultural mess. Old Elizabeth, she picked up a white woman's name, never heard of Susan B. Anthony, couldn't have, she didn't know English, knew nothing about a right to vote, but that didn't mean she wasn't a feminist. No, sir, and no, ma'am. Old Elizabeth had little to do with men, but a lot to say. Outspoken, yes, on all things gender-related. Opinionated, you bet. She flat out didn't like men. Could be argued she had cause. Cora Bell Fellows says old Elizabeth had merry eyes and many chins. She may not have been an American Beauty Rose. She was, Miss Fellows says, an old maid Indian. Left out by her band who had, Miss Fellows says, the unpleasant tradition of putting unmarried women of 40 winters just flat out of the village. Now, this feminist Lakota woman was Cora Bell's host when Cora Bell arrived on the Cheyenne River Reservation to teach school. Old Elizabeth offered Cora Bell a place in her log cabin, nicely furnished, lacking little, well, running water you had to run for, but who knew anything about faucets? Old Elizabeth held strong opinions about men, which made Miss Fellows' English night school for men, they met at Elizabeth's place, something of a trial for all involved. No matter. In the one-room cabin, old Elizabeth lay right there beside the class and slept. Out loud, too. Three men, Miss Fellows calls them boys, brought along a friend one night who carried a white doeskin blanket but never said a word. Miss Fellows says she couldn't take her eyes off that pure, white, gleaming doeskin, entirely unornamented. So she describes it in her memoir, Blue Star. For weeks, old Elizabeth had warned Miss Fellows not to go out by herself after dark. But that night, with her landlady sawing wood, Cora Bell stepped out and was, in a flash, seized by strong arms, she says, wrapped tightly in a white doeskin blanket and borne swiftly away by noiseless feet. Finally, her captor dropped her in a snowbank. Cora Bell had spent a couple of years teaching on the Santee Reservation before moving to Cheyenne River, but being grabbed in the dark was terrifying. Even in a snowbank, her nerves were fried. Oh, my word, did old Elizabeth get mad. That woman chugged down the same path towards the river in the dark and found poor, shaken Miss Fellows, then half-dragged, half-carried her back home, boiling hot like stew over an open fire. Miss Fellows claims her nose about quit functioning in the stink put up by a horrid concoction. The old woman started brewing on the stove a foul repellent to keep men away, old Elizabeth told her. 2 hours it took before either of them could settle down. Cora Bell from bone-chilling terror, old Elizabeth from flat-out rage. At Cora Bell. That's right. Old Elizabeth blew a gasket because Miss Fellows had left the cabin alone and thereby traditionally given herself away to the guy with the doeskin. She'd done everything that man hoped she would. She'd asked him to speak, looked at him fondly, and then left the cabin alone. Old Elizabeth told Miss Fellows she was a hussy. Out there on the Cheyenne River Reservation that night, two women, one young and white, the other old and Lakota, got it all wrong. The blind leading the blind. Cora Bell had no idea of Lakota ways. Old Elizabeth had no idea. Her border had no idea. And that's the story Cora Bell Fellow tells in Blue Star. That night, both proved idiots. Once that was understood, old Elizabeth quit stirring that stink pot, and the two of them laughed and laughed and laughed. Which is where all such stories should end, don't you think? Cora Bell even kissed old Elizabeth, something that just wasn't done on the reservation. Now, if you're a man, don't go feeling sorry for the poor guy with a pretty white doeskin. That night he went home empty-handed, but he didn't go back to an empty teepee. He already had several wives. I think all's well that ends well.